early afternoon in the city of Gear Hollow. Suspira, Dorlin, Shad, and Jesus observe the Gear Hollow Museum of Alchemy and Artifice from across a busy street.
That definitely is a museum, all right. So now what?
I guess we figure out how to get in, or really, how the rugged are gonna get in and out.
Is the front door too obvious?
Might be. Hey, do we know what they're stealing in the first place?
I'm trying to remember. They said something about a stone and needing rope?
That kinda doesn't give us a lot to go on.
I saw and heard their conversation through beetles. What do you want from me? I don't even want to be on this stakeout in the first place.
What's this here about a stakeout? Are you lot up to something?
ATW presents The Motley Crew, Book 1, Founders Day, Episode 4, The Museum Where People Come to See 'Em.
Up to something? Oh no, we're just taking in the sights of the city. We're new in town, or at least, I'm here for a few days. Don't know about these two.
Wait, aren't you the three who damaged all those war machines last night?
That's us, and you're welcome.
Lots of property damage that did.
What?
You reckless adventuring parties.
We're not an adventuring party, are we? I mean, I've been a part of one before, but we're not that.
In any event, if you're just here loitering around this street corner, you might want to disperse.
Street corner? This is a waste of a perfectly good street corner. Why loiter?
Pardon me?
I said, why loiter on this street corner when we can sing?
What?
Our song is heard throughout the streets.
Our song is heard throughout the streets.
With merriment and food to eat.
With merriment and food to eat.
And sirens at our beck and call.
And sirens at our beck and call.
We play for coin, we play for all.
We play for coin, we play for all.
And stories of our daring deeds.
And stories of our daring deeds.
With maidens fair and heady mead.
With maidens fair and heady mead.
And buckles that we swash and swish.
And buckles that we swash and swish.
And riches seem to every wish.
And riches seem to every wish.
And creatures, beasts, and rogues so foul.
And creatures, beasts, and rogues so foul.
We dive right in, but need a towel.
We dive right in, but need a towel.
You know, we keep finding things out about our little buddy.
Well, at least everybody's distracted.
And generous.
Soon, after three more songs and the departure of the crowd, the group enters the museum itself to continue their search for answers.
The crowd gave me this much coin for singing?
You are great! We gotta take your act on the road, at least for more diversions.
Are you here for the tour?
No, we're just, you know, browsing.
Honestly, I would recommend the tour. You'll be able to see all the items on display, and it'll look less like you're casing the museum for a heist.
Casing? What makes you say that?
Suspicious body language. Now, do I have to call the city guards and have you thrown out on your large orcish muscles? Hello.
Hi there. Helfa? Name Shad. My friends and I would love to sign up for the tour. Is there a benefits package?
Think we should tell her there really is about to be a heist?
I say let Shad do her thing.
All right. So if you all follow me and promise your machine beast doesn't get into any trouble. On your right, you'll see the antiquities uncovered from centuries past. These relics are from the earliest days of the conflict between our own nation of Oberston and the bordering Elvish matriarchy of Himeria.
Hey, I remember Himerians. Great food. I know this place in the south that serves amazing Himerian cuisine.
I assure you, Himerian culture is more than just its food. It's its culture, customs, architecture, people.
Sounds like you miss them.
Oh no, I have a professional respect for them as a historian. I'm not even a cavern elf like they are. Just a regular forest elf from Oberstron.
That conflict between the nations, it started over gems, right?
You know your history. Yes, Himeria mined and enchanted gems called Skystones. Once enchanted by the right spell, they could levitate, and in large enough sizes and quantities, they could levitate weapons, ships, buildings, and so on.
Like that Skystone over there?
Good eye. Yes, that remains the one Skystone our treaty with Himeria allows Oberston to keep, and only for display purposes. The rest we had to give back to the Himerians due to the peace treaty.
Shad, notice that one person loitering near the Skystone?
Looks like Folsen. I know that tush anywhere.
Well, thanks for that image. It looks like they're destabling the ward around the Skystone?
Already? It's still daytime, right?
I guess they couldn't wait till nightfall. We're gonna need a...
Hey! Stop it, Folsen!
Plan.
Thief? What is happening?
No time to explain. Jesus, chase mode!
Zia Jesus are faster, so I'll just stay behind and make sure you're safe.
I'm fine. I'm more worried about the Skystone. That thief is enchanting it to levitate. In hindsight, putting the display under the skylight was probably a poor choice.
I see Hawkins and Gears on the roof. I think I have a line of sight of them from here.
Good thinking, little buddy. Do that spell blast from the eye trick again.
Did you know that crew of thieves was going to steal the Skystone?
I mean, we had a tip-off. Gotta be honest, though. Nobody said they'd bring a stolen war machine.
To be continued. You've been listening to The Motley Crew, a fantasy adventure series from Akadekagonagon Theater Works.
This was episode 4, written by David Ellis and based on characters created by Paul Hill, Brett Brown, and David Ellis. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Spectacular Sound Productions. David Ellis was narrator and Gears. The Mocha Wizard was Zespira Lacria and Folsen. Charlie Niemeyer was Dorlan. Cambry Varner was Shad Skullbutt. John Wilson was Herman and City Guard. Casey Shaw was Helfa. All other parts played by the cast of the Akadekagonagon Theater Works. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 2TrueFreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Shad, why is that war machine being ridden by a bear beastkin?
It beats walking. Hi, Herman!
Hi, Orc Lady.
You know him.
I had drinks with him last night. It was great.
I knew I should have taken that vacation time.